Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Monday morning. Welcome back to your work week. This is Brady Bowman with you, and we have a great In Focus, probably our top In Focus, definitely the In Focus of the year so far. And why? Because it's an exciting In Focus. It's Monday, you know, nobody's excited about Monday. You're just kind of dragging through. But I think this In Focus, it's going to light a fire under you because we got some good stuff. We're going to have Cheryl Collins with Riley County Historical Museum in just a little bit later to talk about the history of movie theaters in the area. Really excited about that. But right now, we have Executive Director of McCain Auditorium, Todd Holmberg, in studio with us. And Todd, we got some exciting things to talk about and go over this morning.
Well, thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it. Dave Lewis, thank you for having me in here. And I just have a great season to talk about. We just went on sale today with our season subscription package at McCain Auditorium. And if you want to buy a season ticket, you don't have to buy all the events at McCain Auditorium. You only have to buy seven. If you buy 7 to 12 events, you can save 10% off the total price of your season ticket package. If you buy 13 or more, you can save 15% off your package. Or if you buy all the events, you can save 20%. So those tickets actually went on sale today.
And we got some great names. I think that Dave and I kind of went over them. I believe Friday we went over some of those names a little bit. But I guess let's... Do we just start in order? Maybe just a quick sprinkling of some of those big names, and we can kind of go a little in-depth.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think, what is the greatest jazz musician to ever live. Could be one of the greatest artists of all time. Chick Corea, jazz piano. And why do I say he might be one of the greatest artists of all time? I looked him up on the internet. I thought, well, I wonder how many Grammys he's won. And I also compared that to how many Grammys other people have won. So I put a list together, the top 20 Grammy winners of all time. He is tied for sixth place with the number of Grammys he's won all time. He's tied with a little band you may have heard of called U2.
I've heard of them.
But yeah, he's tied for sixth place. And he's also tied for sixth place with another artist you might have heard of, Rihanna.
I mean,
this guy is so important. He's won more Grammys than Paul McCartney.
Wow.
Amazing.
And that's what we're hearing right now, right?
Yes. I did that on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just several months ago, went to New York to hear his 75th birthday party, and really inspired me to want to bring him to Manhattan. It's really a chance of a lifetime. I just can't believe one of my biggest heroes of jazz is coming to McCain Auditorium.
And that starts the performance series off. Is that the way it kicks off?
That opens up September 13. Yeah.
So what a way to get it started.
Oh,
right?
I know. Yeah, one of the biggest I think gets in my career.
And then right after that, you follow up with Trevor Noah.
I know, and another big name, Trevor Noah. We were talking right beforehand that I put all these events on Facebook. You know, I set up a Facebook event for each event. Within 24 hours, he had several hundred interested or going on that Facebook event page just within 24 hours. So I think this one's going to be a sellout, a real quick one. So probably one of the best ways to get a good seat, actually, for attractions like Chick Corea and Trevor Noah is to go ahead and buy those season tickets ahead of time. Don't wait for single tickets to go on sale. Single tickets do go on sale July 29, but you won't have as good of a choice for your seats, especially for groups like Chick Corea, or for, you know, a major attraction like Trevor Noah. And you know, everybody knows Trevor Noah is the host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show.
Took over for
Jon Stewart. He's one of the most brilliant stand-up comedians of all time. He was the first South African comedian to appear on the Late Show with David Letterman.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Another great attraction, three incredible ones right in a row, is the Fabulous Thunderbirds featuring Kim Wilson. You might remember from the, I think, late 80s, maybe they had a couple of hits called Tough Enough. And there was one other that I can't remember right now. So they'll play those hits. But since that time, they have really become less interested in just doing formula hits, and now they go around the world just doing the blues. And there's not a better blues band around. So that's the Fabulous Thunderbirds on September 27.
And just live blues. I lived in Chicago for a very short time, and I had a roommate that worked at the House of Blues. So I was able to kind of check out some concerts there. He kind of let me in, and I love all live music, but live blues, there's just something special about live blues.
Oh, I agree. Something very human with it, and the way that Kim Wilson connects to the audience. I mean, there's not a better, you know, soulful blues singer on the planet. So if you want to get season tickets to McCain, you can do that one of several ways. A lot of people are going to get their brochures in the mail today. If you were a ticket buyer last year, we mailed a brochure to your home. So hopefully you'll get that by today. If not, then call into our office, or you can stop by the McCain office anytime from 8 until 5 o'clock and fill out that season ticket order. But you need to do that by July 6th in order to get priority. In order to get the best priority, you need to become a friend to McCain and make a donation. You need to do that by July 6th to get the best seats.
Brady Bowman here with the executive director of McCain Auditorium, Todd Holmberg. And Dave, that previous music you were playing,
was Fabulous Thunderbirds. Yeah, I got in on that one a little late, sorry. But, you know, if I can find a way to get some music in, I've got a couple others queued up.
Sure. We're going over the 2018-2019 McCain Performance Series lineup, and it's a big lineup. We won't be able to get through every single one because we'll have Cheryl Collins here in about 6-7 minutes, but we definitely want to hit some of those highlights. And again, Todd, it starts off those first three. That's the way you start off a performance series.
I know, what a way to open. So we actually have some legendary artists coming to McCain. Emmy Lou Harris. Oh gosh, she has won 14 Grammys. She has a Lifetime Grammy Achievement Award. Just an icon. And I'm gonna flip through the book just to get to some huge ones. Diana Krall, maybe one of the biggest gets in my career. You know, a very famous jazz singer. She sometimes plays arenas. So to come to a small town like Manhattan at a performing arts center, just really, really amazing. So don't miss that opportunity. If you like musicals, we've got Monty Python's Spamalot coming back. They were here about 8 years ago, and so I wanted to bring it back again. Winona and the Big Noise. There is not an artist, I think, on the planet who has a better stage presence than Winona, and everybody knows who Winona is. If you like just straight theater, we've got Frankenstein, which we're celebrating the 200th anniversary of really the first real science fiction novel ever written. It was way, way ahead of its time. So Aquila Theater is doing Frankenstein. Another one I'm really excited about is Stray Cat Lee Rocker. So we're not going to get all of the Stray Cats, but we're getting the bass player from the Stray Cats. He just does a dynamite show. It's all rockabilly stuff. He sounds like a young Elvis Presley. We're doing the Mavericks. They're doing a special Christmas show. And just a couple things about the Mavericks. They are the only attraction that has ever told me by contract you have to put a dance alert warning in your brochure. So the dance alert literally says spontaneous joyous dancing could erupt at any moment. Please choose your seats wisely. That's a dance alert. That's the only attraction that's ever made me do that. So really looking forward to that. Another iconic voice, Judy Collins, you know, she was real famous in the 60s with the song Turn, Turn, Turn. And she sounded angelic back then. She still sounds angelic right now. She's just got this beautiful high range. And so she'll be doing her hits, and she'll also be doing some holiday tunes as well. So we got Stomp coming back. Oh, gosh, what else? There's so many. We have about 31 shows. Another show that I think is going to sell out, this one's at the Wareham Opera House, the Hot Sardines. We had them two, three seasons ago. They're doing two shows. So they have this kind of a vintage jazz vibe, which is just really crowd-pleasing. Modern dance, I can't miss that. We have a group coming over from Italy called Imperfect Dancers. They're doing a depiction of Anne Frank, Words from the Shadows. So it's a piece that'll really make you think. Another musical, Legally Blonde, the musical. Another iconic musician, Bela Fleck. He's the world's greatest banjo player, and he has just played with everybody. He's also married to a banjo player, and Bela is so busy that he rarely has an opportunity to tour with his wife. His wife's name is Abigail Washburn. So the two of them together is just kind of is a rare treat.
Yep, speaking as a Winfield guy, Winfield kid, where we had the Bluegrass Festival every year. I talk about live blues. It's always great to see live bluegrass, live banjo players, especially of that quality. Oh, that's an experience.
It doesn't get any better than Potted Potter. I'm not sure how much time we have left, but I wanted to...
We got probably about 3 minutes left.
I wanted to get to this one specifically. I know this is a huge one of... huge favorite of Dave Lewis. It's called Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox.
Yes.
I did a season preview party with my donors, which is another reason why you should become a friend of McCain, because you get in on the secret. And I unveiled the season in the middle of May. But when I unveiled Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, this was the first event where I played four videos. I usually play one or two videos of each thing, but I'm just so jazzed about this one. So, like, they'll do stuff like just ingenious stuff like
They do so many wonderful things.
Yeah, they take pop music and they put a different spin on it. So let's take like the Police, Every Breath You Take. They'll do that in gospel style. Or they'll. I just heard one the other day. I think they forwarded it to me. The Cars. Just what I needed.
Just what I needed. They just did Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. And that's amazing.
And they'll put a jazz vintage vibe on.
Same costume too. They'll just really capture that era.
Oh, it's so much fun. Another great Shakespeare work came here. We have one of the biggest classical stars of all time, Sir James Galway, on flute. The Manhattan Transfer and Take Six will both do songs on their own, and then they'll combine and together, and they'll do songs together. So that's a huge one. We're bringing in The King and I, the Rodgers and Hammerstein's version based on the Lincoln Center Theater production. We're doing a string quartet with Clyburn gold medalist Olga Kern. And Olga's a friend of mine. I used to work at the Van Clyburn Foundation, and she won the gold medal right after I left, but she was a semifinalist at the time I was there for the 10th competition, so I got to know her pretty well, and I'm going to enjoy seeing her again. Closing out the season will be 101 Years of Broadway. Some of our listeners might remember we had 100 Years of Broadway just to close the season. Sorry about that.
That's not my music.
So we had 100 Years of Broadway, and it was so good that I wanted to bring it back for a sequel called 101 Years of Broadway. Some theaters bring them back every year. I've seen logos at different theaters where it says like 107 Years of Broadway or 108 Years of Broadway. So that'll be a nice way to wrap up our season.
Great season. Incredible season. Looking forward to so many of those acts. Just real quick, Todd, before you go, if you want to remind folks if they want to get in on some season tickets, how do they do it?
Well, stop by McCain. That's probably the easiest way from 8 to 5. Or you can call 785-532-6428. Or you can fill out the form that's in the middle of the brochure that comes to your mailbox. Or if you don't get one in your mailbox, you can call that phone number again, 532-6428, and ask for a brochure to be delivered to your home. And there's an order form in the middle of the brochure. Send that in. And it talks about some deadlines in there. The sooner you get in your form, the better seat you're going to get. If you become a friend of McCain, if you become a donor by July 6th, you'll get even higher priority as far as seat selection.
And again, if you want to check out that full lineup, you could also just go to kstate.edu/McCain/tickets. There's a printout that, or a PDF of the brochure there as well. And again, those season tickets are on sale now. It's K-State students, 50% off on discount on that. So that's a pretty cool thing.
Absolutely,
for
yes.
Students. Thanks so much, McCain Auditorium Executive Director Todd Holmberg. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
When we come back, we'll have Cheryl Collins, Riley County Historical Museum.
Congrats on a great lineup. 923.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.